I invite Brother Chen Lian to read this morning's passage in Chinese again.
我们一起来看约翰福音一章十四节到第十八节。十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。从他丰满的恩典里，第十六节，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。第十七，律法本是接着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we pray for your spirit to be amongst us. Change our heart, O Lord. Make it ever true. Make us listen to you and let us be transformed. And all this we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们平安。
And also, Merry Christmas.
圣诞节快乐。
Now, from this period of Advent and all the way until Easter Sunday of next year, as you know, in the Jubilee style, we will be looking at the entire Jesus event from John's perspective.
从今年的那个降临节到明年的复活节，我们将从约翰的角度来看那耶稣的事件。
And the Jesus event will begin with Christmas.
耶稣的事件将从那圣诞节开始。
And Christmas is the coming of Christ.
也就是那个基督降临的，也就是基督降临。
And John describes, every gospel has their own way to express Christmas, but John will express Christmas in this very unique way.
约翰他自己用了非常独特的方法来描述那个圣诞节。
He says the word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us.
他说道成了肉身住在我们中间。
John didn't just say this, but he also described what's the significance of this, what, of this line of word becoming flesh, dwelling among us. He described what it means.
约翰不只单单的这样说了这些，他还强调了那个整件事情的那个意义。
He said that the significance of this is that we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who comes from the Father, full of grace and truth.
就是充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，真是父独生子的荣光。
This is how we should understand this, that when the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, it enabled us to see the glory that belongs to the Father.
简单的说就是道成了肉身住在我们中间，他使我们看到了父的荣耀。
That we can witness in a very physical way, in a fleshly way, the Heavenly Father, who is full of grace and truth.
我们可以亲眼目睹那个充满了恩典和真理的天父。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I need this.
兄弟姐妹们，我不知道你们是不是需要，但是我很需要这个。
I need, you want to say, what is grace? What is truth?For me, I need this in this very intimate and very concrete way.
什么是那个恩典？什么是真理呢？我需要这个对，很亲密的、非常近距离的那个感觉。
Because if you tell me, oh, the Father is full of grace, the Father is full of truth, then I want to feel, wow, this person, this being full of grace and truth, I want this Father to be close to me.
如果你告诉我父神是如此的充满了恩典和那个真理，那么我真的很想近距离的感受到这个父神的恩典和真理。
Let me see it. Let me feel this grace. Let me see this truth.
让我看得到，让我感觉得到这个恩典和这个真理。
And I know that I'm not alone in this. I'm not the only one who yearn for this, because many has asked me this same question.
我知道有很多人在问和我同样在问的问题。
They will ask me, where is God?
就是上帝在哪里？
Because in a world of sin and suffering, we want to feel grace.
因为在一个罪恶和苦难的世界里，我们要感受到那个恩典。
In a world of liars and fake news, we want to feel the truth.
在一个充满谎言和苦难和假新闻的世界里，我们要感受到那个真相。
Where is God? Where is God in our world?
上帝在哪里？
Where is this grace and truth?
这个恩典和真理在哪里？
You want to see God?
你想看到上帝吗？
You want to feel Him?
你想感受到上帝吗？
And then John tells us.
接着约翰告诉我们。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Yes, no one has ever seen God.
从来没有人看见过神。
But the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, he has made him known.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
I hope this is clear to you that if you ever yearn to see God,
如果你曾经渴望要见到上帝，
you want the one who is full of grace and truth,
你要看到那个充满了恩典和真理的，
then this is the answer from John.
那这就是约翰的答案。
John say, Jesus Christ.
答案就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is God fully revealed.
耶稣基督是上帝的完全的显现。
Where is God?
上帝在哪里？
Where is this grace and truth?
这个真理和这个恩典在哪里？
God is revealed in Jesus Christ.
上帝在耶稣基督里显现出来。
Now is this revelation a big deal to us?
这个显现是一件大事吗？
I believe so.
我相信是的。
And this is precisely the meaning of Christmas.
这也正是圣诞节的意义。
I think that after celebrating Christmas for more than 2,000 years,
在庆祝超过2000多年的圣诞节之后，
we might have taken this coming of Christ for granted.
我们可能已经把基督的降临当作是一件理所当然的事。
But tonight this will be my mission.
但是今晚这将是我的那个任务。
I want to re-emphasize this significance once again.
我想再次强调这个它的意义。
Christmas is not about Christmas tree or Santa Claus.
圣诞节不是只关于那个圣诞树或者圣诞老人。
It's not even about the holidays and the presents and so on.
也不是关于假期或者是那些礼物。
Christmas is about God fully revealed.
圣诞节是关于上帝的那完全的显现。
And Christmas is about God being witnessed in its all its glory and all its grace and truth.
圣诞节是关于神在他所有的恩典和真理里和他所有的荣光里。让人见证了神。
And I believe maybe the best way to do this tonight, how I'm going to achieve this tonight,
我相信最好在今晚要达到我的目的最好的方法将是
is to show you the effects of this before and after.
就是之前和之后的它的影响。
What is before and after?
什么是之前什么是之后呢？
Let me give an example. This is the before and after of Barack Obama.
这就是奥巴马总统在他当选的时候和他卸任的时候的照片。
This is what happened to him after 8 years of being the American president.
这就是八年的美国总统的代价。
And when you look at this before and after, you can tell that something has happened.
你看了这个之前和之后，你会知道有些事情发生了。
You know something? There is a story here because there is a transformation happened.
你这里是有一个故事的，因为你看到那个转变。
So what is the before and after of Christmas then?
那么圣诞节的那个之前和之后是什么呢？
What happened before and after the coming of Christ?
基督降临的之前和之后是什么事情呢？
This is how John presents the before and after of Christmas.
约翰是用这样的方式来呈现这个之前和之后。
He said the law was given through Moses.
他说到律法本是借着摩西传的。
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
This is the before and after of the coming of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣降临的之前和之后。
Now, at first glance, you might think that, oh, are you trying to tell me that there's a contrast here?
一开始你可能会认为这是一个对比。
As if grace and truth is the opposite of the law, is that what you're trying to tell me?
好像恩典和真理是和律法是对立的。
At first glance, it looks like, oh, you're saying that law came from Moses, But then grace and truth came from Jesus Christ. These two are opposite things.
你可能会觉得说，摩西传律法和耶稣赐给我们恩典和真理是两件啊对立的事情。
But no, I'm telling you, no, that's not the truth.
啊，但这不是这样子。
Actually, what you are seeing here is what we call poetic parallelism. These two are parallel lines.
其实这两件事情是有相同的意思的。
John is trying to tell us how similar Moses and Jesus are.
啊，约翰在要尝试告诉我们这两件事情它的啊相似之处。
Because what is the law?
啊，什么是律法？
The law reveals God's heart, God's intention.
律法揭示了上帝的那个用意。
The law tells us what he desires for his creation.
律法让我们知道他对他所创造的对他们的期望。
And if the law of God is being fully obeyed, fully practiced, then what you will see is a community of people that belongs to God, a community where God can live among them.
如果律法得到遵守并得到正确的执行的话，你就会看到一个有上帝同在的那个群体。
And when the law is fully lived out, you will see indeed that God, wow, he is so full of grace and truth when God is amongst his people living with them.
如果上帝与我们大家同在，啊，你会看到这个律法，它的使到整个群体充满了恩典和真理。
So essentially, these two are parallel lines.
这两个事情其实是啊是一样的。
Both Jesus and Moses serve the same function of revealing God to us.
他们都是在向我们啊揭示上帝。
Because the law is also about grace and truth that comes from God.
因为律法也是关于恩典和真理，也是从上帝那里来的。
And the law will transform God's people into a community of God's love.
律法会把上帝的子民转变成为一个有上帝的爱的群体。
So instead of a contrast, actually it's more of a continuation.
啊，所以不是对立的，而是一种延续。
In this line, what we see is that Jesus is actually continuing Moses' ministry of revealing God.
其实耶稣是在继续摩西揭示神的那个事工。
But if this is just a continuation,
但如果这只是一个延续，
then am I saying therefore there's no before and after?
那么是不是就没有了那个之前和之后呢？
Is there no difference since the before and after will remain the same effects?
之前和之后就没有什么区别，因为一切都保持不变。
So tonight I'm going to do something quite special.
今晚我要做一些特别的事情。
I'm not sure if any church does this for Christmas night.
我也不知道有没有其他教会在圣诞平安夜里做些这些事情。
But I want to tell you and show you what is it like when it's first revealedIn Moses' time.
我向你展现在摩西时代的第一个揭示。
And maybe with the before and after, then you see, wow, there's something going on here.
希望你能通过他之前的之后看到，的确是有些事情在发生。
Now, if I were to pick a beginning for this before,
如果要我挑一个开始，
I would say it first began in Exodus chapter 33.
我会说是从那个出埃及记开始。
And that in chapter 33, verse 18, Moses said to God this very interesting line.
在出埃及记第33章18节，摩西对上帝说，
Moses said to God, Now show me your glory.
求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
And so the very first revelation, the God's glory fully revealed, it first began with this special request from Moses.
所以第一个揭示是从摩西这个特别的要求开始。
Moses asked, say, God, show me your glory.
摩西要求上帝，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
What is it that Moses wanted to see?
摩西到底想要看什么呢？
Show me your glory.
求你显出你的荣耀。
You must remember that this Moses is the one who has already seen the burning bush in chapter 3. That is the Moses.
要记得这个摩西是那个已经看到那个在那个荆棘里的火焰。
And then from 30 chapters, from chapter 3 all the way to chapter 33, Moses has been in constant communication with God.
而且他在第三章到第33章那30章里，摩西就是那个摩西，他一直与上帝在沟通。
I would argue that both in quality or in quantity, Moses has probably seen and spoken more with God than any other person before him.
无论在质量或者质量上，摩西见到上帝和与他上帝交谈的次数都比任何人还多。
Yet at this moment, Moses had this request.
但在这个那个当时，摩西有这个要求。
Then this desire burning in Moses.
啊，这个他的要求在摩西里，他非常的啊，在燃烧。
And Moses say, God, full glory. Now this time, give him all of it, 100 maximum dosage.I want to see you in all your glory.
摩西要求上帝显出他所有的荣耀。
The Moses that has seen so much, yet he still requests, say, God, show me your glory.
摩西虽然他看过了很多，但是他还是要求上帝显出他的荣耀。
Why does he have this request?
啊，为什么呢？
Maybe it had to do with the golden calf incident that just happened before this.
或者是在跟在这件事情之前的那个金牛犊的事件有关。
The worship of the golden calves made God furious with his people.
敬拜金牛犊偶像使到上帝大发雷霆。
And God's anger, he says, "Okay, that's it. I will destroy everyone. Moses, I will just start with you. Everybody else, I'm destroying that. I had it enough."
上帝在愤怒中说他受够了，他要将会摧毁所有的人，将在由摩西那里开始。
But Moses said, "No, please." He pleaded, and then God relented.
但摩西恳求上帝，上帝的态度也软化了。
But God is still angry, and God said, in His anger, said, "Okay, I won't destroy, but I won't be going with you. I will send an angel. You will follow with them. I'm not traveling with you guys anymore."
但是上帝还是在愤怒中，他说到，他不会跟百姓同行，只是让一个天使带领百姓。
But Moses pleaded again.
摩西再次的恳求。
And then God relented again.
上帝的态度也再一次的软化。
Eventually, God said, "Okay, my presence will be with you as you journey on."
最后，上帝说，他将会与百姓们同行。
And it is at this very interesting moment that Moses said, "God, show me your glory."
就是在这个特别的时刻，摩西要求上帝显出他的荣耀。
Moses requests to see God in full.
摩西要求完全的看到，摩西要求看到上帝完全的上帝。
Why?
为什么呢？
I believe that in that very vulnerable moment of truth, he needed this assurance of seeing who God is.
我相信在那个非常脆弱的时刻，他需要亲眼看到上帝是谁。
Because who God is.So will his actions be.
因为是上帝，所以他的行为也会是如此。
Sometimes at that moment he says, "Would you walk with me?"
在那个时候，他会问上帝，你是否会和我同行？
As we go on, will you really be the one that will walk with me? How will I know that you will be with me?
他需要知道，上帝，你是不是会与我同行？
And that answer can only beThat question can only be answered by seeing who God is.
那个问题呢，只有在看到上帝是谁，才能够得到解答。
Because only when you see who God is, then you know, that will be His actions.
因为是上帝，所以他的行为也会是如此。
If you see who God really is, He knows, yes, you will be one that will walk with us no matter what.
如果你真的看到上帝，你也知道他将会是那一个与你同行的。
And God heard his request.
上帝听到他的请求。
And God decided to fully reveal himself.
上帝决定完全的把自己显示出来。
And so the Lord said to Moses,
上帝对摩西说，
I will cause my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on those who have had mercy,And I will have compassion on those whom I have compassion.
我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
But he said, "You will not see my face because no one will see me and live."
但你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。
Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you can stand on a rock."
耶和华说，看啊。在我这个地方，你要站在磐石上。
And when my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by.
我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。
Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face you cannot see.
然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord.
耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
Then he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious Lord, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华，是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
And that is the before, the very first moment where God was fully revealed, at least to a person, to Moses.
这就是那个之前，就是上帝第一次完全的显现啊，对人类完全的显现自己。
But in that revelation, the Bible does not record exactly what did Moses see when the glory of God went by. Even his back, we do not know exactly what did he see.
但在那次的显现中，圣经并没有记载摩西到底看见了什么。
And maybe it's simply because it is indescribable.
啊，也许是非常难以形容的。
It's like maybe it's like staring at the sun, you know, you cannot describe it. Even if it's just the back of God, maybe it cannot be written.
有可能就好像是看着太阳，即使是只看到上帝的背，你也无法形容。
But that is not the important part, actually.
但这不是重要的。
Because what is important part is that the Bible recorded who God is.
重要的是圣经记载了上帝是谁。
And what does it record? What is God fully revealed? What does it say?
他说了什么？
It tells us God is grace and truth.
上帝是恩典，上帝是真理。
And that is exactly the assurance that Moses needed.
这也是摩西要求的那个保证。
This is exactly what Moses wanted, when he said, show me your glory.
这也是摩西所要的，就在他当时说求你显现你自己的时候，他所要的。
Because in that revelation,
因为在那次的显现，
Moses saw who God is.
摩西看到了上帝是谁。
And who God is, so will his actions be.
因为是上帝，所以他的行为也会是如此。
In that moment of revelation, Moses knew that from now on, God will walk and journey on with his people.
从揭示的那一刻开始，摩西就非常清楚地知道上帝将会与百姓们同行。
No matter how stiff-necked the people will be, how horrible they might be, God will still walk with them.
不管那些百姓是多么的硬着景象，上帝也会与他们同行。
Because of who God is, his compassion, his goodness, his grace, he will no longer be in doubt, he will no longer be afraid.
因为有上帝的良善、怜悯和恩典，他也不用再害怕。
In that moment, it was revealed to us, to Moses and to his people. He revealed to us in God's name.
在那一刻，以上帝的名揭示给了摩西。
And we know that because this is who God is, the people will be protected from whatever that will overwhelm them as human beings.
因为上帝，那些百姓将得到保护，免受任何会压伤我们的事情。
And that was the before.
这就是那之前。
In the very first full revelation of God.
上帝第一次完全的显现。
And we know who God is.
我们知道上帝是谁。
And we know what his actions will be.
我们也因为他的行为也是如此。
And from that revelation, it was transformed immediately into words of covenant.
在显现后，他就被转变为那个立约。
And then God says, I will make a covenant with you.
耶和华说我要立约。
Because that is who God is.
因为 那就是上帝。
Then he told Moses to write down these words. According to these words, I will make a covenant with you and with Israel.
他接着吩咐摩西说，将这些话写上，因为我是按这话与你和以色列人立约。
Then Moses came down with the two tablets of covenant law in his hands, not realizing how glorious it is that his face was radiant because he had seen God.
接着摩西就拿这两块法板。他自己不知道他的面皮因为和耶和华说话而发光。
But we know how bright it is because when Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, saw how his face was radiant, they were afraid to be near him.
我们知道他是非常亮的，因为亚伦和以色列众人看见摩西的脸皮的时候，就怕挨近他。
And when Moses finished speaking, say, you know, I brought down, this is the words of God, this is our covenant with him, then he put a veil up over his face.
摩西说完之后，他就用帕子蒙上脸。
But whenever he goes back to God, he will reveal the veil again.
但当摩西和上帝说话的时候，他就揭去帕子。
But whenever he come out, the people know that he has seen God, the full revelation of God, because his face was radiant.
当他出来的时候，众人都知道他和上帝有了见面，因为他的脸皮发光。
So in this first full revelation, this is exactly what it meant when John said in chapter 1, for the law was given through Moses.
这个第一次的显现就是说出了那个约翰福音第一章所说的，律法本是接着摩西传的。
Because this law signified the covenant that God gave to his people.
这律法象征着上帝所立的约。
And this covenant signifies that God's presence, He will always walk with His people until the promised land.
这约也代表着在往应许之地的路上，上帝将与他的百姓们同在。
And in the revelation of who God is, we see that is exactly what His actions meant.
我们看到是上帝，所以他的行为将会是如此。
In the very first time,When Moses asked to see God in his full glory,
当摩西第一次要求上帝显示他的荣耀的时候，
God revealed himself to Moses. That was the before.
上帝向摩西揭示了他自己，这就是所谓的之前。
Brothers and sisters, was it glorious?
兄弟姐妹们是非常荣耀的吗？
Was it?
是吗？
Yes, it was.
是的。
We know how glorious, how bright it is.
我们知道看到了是多么的亮光。
The name of God and the promises, the law, in revealing God, God walked with His people for more than 1,000 years.
上帝的名字和他的律法是让和百姓们一起过了1,000多年。
That was the before.
这是所谓的之前。
It was so glorious that people need to put a veil. Moses had to put a veil in order for them to see Moses.
摩西需要用帕子遮脸，才让百姓们看得到他。
That was the before.
那是之前。
But now I want to talk about the after.
现在让我们来谈一下之后。
And this before and after is actually described by Paul himself.
这个。之前和之后，其实保罗也有描述。
And let me describe what's the difference.
我来告诉你
by quoting Paul.
他的这些分别。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians, Now if the ministry that brought death was engraved in letters on stone, talking about the Ten Commandments, came with glory, so that even the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of his glory, transitory as it was.
那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
Then he says, Will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious?
第三章第八节说到，何况那属灵的执事岂不是更有荣光吗？
This is howPaul described the difference between this before and after.
这是保罗描述那个之前和之后。
He says what was glorious before, the one that we thought was so glorious, he says that what was glorious has no glory in comparison with now, the surpassing glory.
那从前有荣光的，因这极大的荣光，就算不得什么荣光。
He says what was transitory that came with the glory,How much more greater is the glory that lasts forever?
若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
Paul is describing for us the before and after.
保罗在描述那之前和之后。
He says, "You think it was glorious before with Moses?"
他说，你认为在摩西的时候的啊，非常有荣光。
He says, "In comparison with now, the glory that comes through Jesus Christ is so far greater in glory."
在和耶稣的那个荣光相比。
And the main difference now, he used the veil to as a metaphor of this difference.
这个他用的那个帕子来形容他的那个啊不同之处。
He says we are not like Moses.
他说我们不像摩西
，who had to put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what is passing away.
需要用那个帕子来遮住他脸。
But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read, but it is not removed. But only in Jesus Christ is it taken away.
当他们的心地刚硬，直到今日永读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去。这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
He said, even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts.
啊，然而直到今日，每逢永读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
But now what? He says, but whenever now anyone turns to Jesus Christ the Lord, the veil is taken away.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
This is the before and after.
这就是那之前和之后。
When before we see Moses coming down from Sinai with the Ten Commandments in his hands, yes, his face was already shining with God's glory.
之前我们看到摩西从西乃山下来，手里拿着十诫，脸上充满了神的荣光。
But people were afraid to approach to see this glory.
但人们不敢靠近他。
So Moses has to veil his face.
所以摩西必须用帕子遮脸。
That is the old covenant.
这是旧的约。
That was the before.
这是之前。
People were not able to come face to face with the full revelation of God.
他们无法与上帝面对面。
They had to mediate it through Moses.
他们的中保是摩西。
But even with him, they were not able to face the full glory.
但是就算和摩西在一起，他们也无法面对上帝的完全的荣光。
They were unable to experience the full extent of God's grace.
他们也无法体会上帝完全的恩典。
The veil allowed the Israelites to, you know, be hide away from the glory through of looking at God's glory in His full.
帕子让以色列人能够不用正面的面对上帝的荣光。
But on the other hand, it also covered their hearts such that they will not be able to fully see God'sfull glory and transformation.
但他也遮蔽了以色列人的心，让他们无法看见上帝的荣光。
But now is we are living in the after.
但是我们现在活在之后。
The before and after of Christmas.
之前圣诞节的之前和之后。
And with the coming of Christ, it's as if it's like the veil now taken away.
基督的在的来临，就好比是帕子。被挪去。
And now we see the glory of God in its fullness.
我们现在可以看到上帝那完全的荣耀。
Because we now see it through Jesus Christ.
因为我们能够通过耶稣基督看到。
But unlike what is before, when we see the fullness, we are not afraid.
但是不像以前，我们看到了之后，我们也不感到害怕。
What is the difference? Why were the people afraid before, but now why were we not afraid?
为什么当以前会感到害怕，而现在不会感到害怕呢？
How can we not be afraid when we see, wow, God's glory coming in full? How can we not be afraid?
哇，为什么我们会当我们看到上帝的完全的荣耀的时候，我们不会感到害怕呢？
Because in Jesus Christ, the medium of this full revelation, Jesus is also the medium of forgiveness.
因为在耶稣基督里揭示的那个媒介，也是那赦免的媒介。
And so Paul described this transformation of this before and after.
这就是保罗如何描述这之前转换到之后。
He says, now, in fact, when we have Jesus, we have such a hope. We are very bold. We are not afraid anymore. We are very bold.
他说到现在我们有了耶稣，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说。
Because the Lord is the Spirit, And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
And we all with unveiled face now, we can unveil our face and contemplate God's glory in full.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光。
Not only that, we are being transformed in His image. You know, remember this morning's message, we are transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory.
好像从镜子里反照，变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
This glory that comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
如同从主的灵变成的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we are doing tonight.
兄弟姐妹们，今晚我们是要这样做。
We are here to contemplate the Lord's glory.
我们要思考主的荣耀。
When Moses asked God, "Show me your glory."
当摩西向要求上帝，求你显出你的荣耀。
He is asking for his people. He's in a way he's asking for all of us.
他是在为大家说话。
God, show me your glory.
上帝啊，求你显示你的荣耀。
Show me who you are.
让我知道你是谁。
And God showed his glory to Moses.
上帝向摩西显示出他的荣耀。
And the revelation became words, and it became the covenant.
那显示成了话，也成了那约。
And it was glorious.
是非常荣耀的。
But perhaps as human, we want even more.
但作为人类，我们渴望更多。
We do not want to be hiding behind the veil.
我们不想躲在帕子后面。
We want this closeness with God that comes from within the veil.
我们希望得到来自帕子内的那个亲密的关系。
And so, the law is no longer just in words. The God is no longer just in words.
律法不再只是单单是文字。
As words, it is still not grace and truth in fleshly form.
因为文字不是那个恩典和那个真理。
And what would it be like then in fleshly form when God?Walks amongst us in all His glory.
当上帝在他的荣耀里，在我们当中的时候，会是什么样子呢？
It will be Jesus Christ.
那将是耶稣基督。
Tonight is the last day of the Advent.
今晚是降临节的最后一晚。
But it's only the beginning of the gospel.
但是福音的开始。
And from this day forth all the way until Easter next year.
从现在到复活节。
This is what we will do.
这是我们要做的。
We will see God's glory manifested through the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.
我们会看到上帝的荣耀彰显在耶稣的言行中。
You will see the seven signs of God, what Jesus will do, revealing God fully.
你会看到七个耶稣会做什么的证照。
You will see the seven words of I am.Of Jesus revealing who He is,
你会看到七个上帝通过耶稣来显示出自己。
You will see Jesus changing water into wine.
你看到耶稣变水为酒。
Then He said, "I am the true vine."
他说我是真葡萄树。
You will see healing upon people.
你看到医治。
Then Jesus said, "I am the gate. I am the one who let people in."
耶稣说我就是门。
You will see the healing of the paralytic, those who are lame and cannot walk.
看到瘫子被医治。
And he said, "Don't worry, I am the good shepherd. I will lead you."
他说我是好牧人。
You will see the feeding of the 5,000.
你看到喂饱五千人。
Then Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
You will see Jesus walking on water.
你看到耶稣在水面上行走。
And Jesus said, "I am the truth, the way, and the life."
他说到我是道路真理生命。
You will see the healing of the of a man who is blind.
你看到医治瞎眼的人。
And Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣说我是世界的光。
And you will see the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
你会看到拉撒路从死里复活。
And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
耶稣说复活在我，生命也在我。
And inEach and every sign that comes from Jesus, each and every time He said it, we see the glory of God.
每次当你看到上帝说的时候，耶稣说的时候，你就会看到上帝的荣耀。
And after Jesus has been with us, walking and dwelling amongst us,
在耶稣和我们一起过活的那段时间
，you will see God.
你就会看到上帝。
And that is the full glory.
那是那个完全的荣耀。
As I was preparing for this message,
当我在准备今天的讲道时
，one of the elder wrote this to me.
有一位长老啊，写了一句话给我。
Maybe you read this in Chinese first.
要把主的话实际的带出来，只有愿意陪伴生命，才能够影响生命。
I take this to mean that if you want to know God's word, what is truth, then
如果你想要渴望知道上帝的话语，你想知道什么是那个真理
，it can only happen when the person walked with you, showing you and influencing your life, making sense of this word.
他与你同行，让你知道这句话的意思。
And only when you walk with the person can see, this is God.
只有你与他同行，那个人才会看得到，这就是上帝。
And when I receive this message, I say, yes, this is so true, and this is so full of grace.
当我收到这则简讯的时候，我感到这是非常的真实的，也是充满了恩典。
We yearn for God to be with us.
我们向往上帝与我们同在。
We ask God, where are you?
我们问上帝，你在哪里？
How can I feel you? How can I see you?
我们如何感觉得到你？如何能够看到你？
How can I know you?
我们如何能够更加的了解你？
How can I know that you will walk with me?
我如何知道你将会与我同行？
That in the midst of all that I will go through, that the overwhelming struggles, how do I know you? And how do I know you will be with me?
在我所有的挣扎中，我如何更加的认识你，也如何的能够知道你将会与我同行。
And the answer from John,
约翰的答案，
The word became flesh and make his dwelling amongst us,
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who comes from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And when Jesus lived his life with us,
当耶稣与我们一起过活的时候，
walking before us,
与我们同行的时候，
when the light shine into this world,
亮光照亮这世界的时候，
we finally see God fully.
我们终于看到了完全的上帝。
And we are so blessed.
我们是如此的被祝福。
The before and after is incomparable, so great.
那之前和之后的差别是太大了。
Because we see God now.
因为我们现在看见上帝是谁。
God in Jesus Christ.
上帝就在耶稣里。
God, Jesus revealed who God is.
耶稣完全地显现出上帝是谁。
And who God is, we know, so will his actions be.
因为是上帝，所以他的行为也会是如此。
In this coming year, let's continue to live our lives with Jesus.
在接下来的一年中，让我们继续的活出有耶稣同在的生命。
Let's walk with God because that is who He revealed Himself to be.
让我们与上帝同行，因为这是他所揭示给我们的。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you want to be with us. Jesus Christ, we know you want to be with us. Let's entrust ourselves to you, knowing you. And living with you. All this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.